Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. Glory to the Most High God. This certainly is the day that the Lord has made. We will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Even though it's a rainy day, we want to praise God for all his great and mighty acts. And what we wanted to experience is the rain of his anointing to overshadow and to flow through us every day. He is so marvelous, so wonderful. Every time we think of the goodness of Jesus, we ought to think of how he suffered and died and how he made provisions. Glory to God, going into the grave, taking the keys from the enemy, right at the right hand of the Father, giving us that power and authority through the Father in Jesus Christ, that we may take authority over the forces of the enemy to bind and to loose and to cancel his assignment to walk in the peace and the joy of the Lord, to walk, glory to God, in the forgiveness and that kind of love that's agape. Oh, we thank God, glory to God, for all his great and mighty acts. He is a deliverer. He's a healer. Oh, thank God for the manifestation that's been exemplified in our lives. Thank God that we are part of the kingdom of God, and that we've been restored back to the Father, and that we can be used for his glory and be a witness and be a light. What purpose is for us to live a life without joy and without peace and still say we are part of the kingdom of God, we are part of Jesus Christ, we are saved and sanctified and filled the Holy Ghost and what was a mighty burning fire and walking around depressed, oppressed, suppressed, not even glory to God, walking in the truth of the trust and the faith in God. There's something wrong with this picture. So we're just praying that we'll find ourselves more in the Word and the Word in us, recognize who we are and whose we are and what God has called us to do as being a witness, and then also on top of that, to find out what is the purpose that he wants us here in the earth realm to fulfill those things that he's placed in us. Jeremiah 29:11 say, I know the plan that I have for you. The thoughts that I think toward you are good, not evil, to give you that expected end, to bless you, to prosper you. Praise God. So with that in mind, no matter what the thief is saying, because God already let us know that John 10:10 says the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came to give life and life more abundantly. That is what Jesus has said unto us. And no weapon, no matter how it's formed, how long it's formed, no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that riseth in judgment shall be condemned. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the benefit plan of so much through our salvation and deliverance and through healing and through us being in a position, glory to God, to be a blessing to many others by living a life of Jesus Christ and walking in his authority, walking in his peace, walking in his joy, that even those that look upon our lives and see us, they can know that our God is still on the throne. He's still, glory to God, doing great and mighty things. He is alive and well, and nothing, glory to God, nothing that the enemy does can stop the plan that he has for us. All kinds of interruptions may come, but nevertheless, we must keep the faith and know that when God's word go out, it shall accomplish everything that he set it out to do, and it shall not go out void. And glory to God, he is not a God that he shall lie, and his hand is not too short that he can't deliver. So no matter what our flesh is feeling, no matter how we feel that day or what things are going on, whether they're in our favor or against our favor, we have to know and to stand on the promise of the Lord and the word of God, because our salvation is not based on feelings. Our walk with Christ is not based on feeling. It's based on faith. And he said in Hebrews 11, that's the only way to please him is through faith. And he told us those that come to him and diligently seek him, he will bless, he will reward them. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. We pray, glory to God, as the prayer waters come on, we're going to glorify and magnify the Lord through the power of prayer. We have in our area and some of the surrounding areas in North Carolina and South Carolina and however, and coming in from some of the things and damage that the storm has done, and through hurricanes or whatever, or tornadoes down in Mississippi and some other areas, we still believe in God. God continue to bless and touch in that area, but also the storm that's coming this way. We already pray. We continue to pray. I know there's some things that are beyond our control, and there's some things that we can pray and intercede, and God can bless, and whatever damage the enemy wants to do through it, or whatever is allowed, we bind up the forces of the enemy that will bring destruction or taking lives. But in the midst of it all, we're going to be online until we hear some thundering and lightning and a warning that we need to be released. The Bible let us know that we tempt not the Lord thy God. So right now it's just raining. So we're going to move forward and allow the Spirit of the Lord to have free reign. Praise God. Our reading tonight will be Depending on Him out of our Jesus Calling Bible. We're walking by faith, so don't allow the sound of my voice to sidetrack you. We either have to stay on our post and keep standing and pressing and giving God glory, because He is the one, hallelujah, will bring us through and bring us out. And so if we be faithful to Him and seek first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness, everything else will be added. And in the midst, even while we're doing it, He'll be bringing about some changes. Hallelujah, that He may be glorified. So sometimes we just have to go through the test. Hallelujah. As it says, depending on Him, beware of dividing up your life into things you can do by yourself and things that require my help. The truth is, everything you do, even taking a breath, involves my assistance. I sustain all the things by my powerful word. So recognizing your utter dependency on me builds a strong foundation on which you can do your work heartily from the soul. When you do a routine task for me, they gain me meaning and even some sparkle. Your efforts become a way of expressing your love for me. The more you love me, and we're talking about the Lord, the more you can enjoy doing tasks devoted to me. I am less concerned about the outcome of your work than the attitude of your heart. When your deepest motives is to please me, I am deemed your work good. Your best efforts are those that emanate from your soul. Where I live in intimate union with you, when you are not only dedicated your life, when you not only dedicate your efforts to me, but also keep looking to me for help, your soul is fully engaged. You experience the thrill of seeking me work through you, the collaborate with of doing way of doing things is effective and exciting. It is also deeply satisfying to you and to me. See also Hebrews 1:3, Colossians 3:23, Colossians 1:10, Joshua 22:5 as your reference scriptures. Praise the Lord. Glory to the Most High God. I'll give you the scriptures, and we're going to pray and get ready to receive. Praise the Lord, the warrior, so we can go over to God, go forward in counseling, assignment, binding, and loosing the enemy, speaking healing, deliverance, and glory to God, encouragement, and glory to God, life to those that need to hear a word from the Lord. John 10:6-35. Jesus replied to them, I am the bread of life. The one who comes to me will never be hungry, and the one who believes in me as Savior will never be thirsty, for that one will be sustained spiritually. And the next one is Matthew 6:34. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Praise the Lord. That'll be our scripture reading for tonight. Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Okay, I will open up, glory to God, with prayer. And then we're going to allow the prayer warriors to come forth and let the Lord bless. We want to cover some things concerning healing, deliverance. We want to cover some things concerning leaders in the land, for us in the government or presidency, or definitely our leaders that are in the gospel, as well as for the body of Christ. We pray, glory to God, for our youth as well. We are praying, glory to God, for even encouragement tonight. Bless the Lord and keep in the faith. Praise the Lord. Amen. And against every satanic and demonic force that will try to hinder the work of the kingdom, in Jesus' name, bless the Lord. Father, as we come in your presence tonight, we come with the spirit of thanksgiving, the attitude of gratitude. We come glorifying and magnifying your name because you are worthy to be praised. Oh, you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. What an awesome God we serve. Glory to God. We thank you for a new day that you add into our life. Every day is the Lord's day. God, help us to be able to put in a position to get to a point where we just love on you and desire more of you and stand on your word and let your word, glory to God, be activated in us and walking in obedience to what your word is saying. God, help us to keep our eyes fixed on the prize, Jesus Christ, remembering what our purpose and the plan that you have for us. God, we pray, glory to God, for those that are in need, glory to God, of a Savior now, to recognize that Jesus is Lord, and he is, glory to God, one that cares and concerns, and he is the one, glory to God, that wants to cause our lives to be changed and not to walk in darkness but into the marvelous light. God, we bless you every day for the opportunity to be used for the kingdom of God. We pray now, glory to God, as you continue to bless us, that those days and years and the time that you've given us, that it'll be, glory to God, to glorify you and to magnify your holy name. God, as we lift you up and magnify you and give you glory and praise and allegiance that's rightly due you, help us, glory to God, to walk in the joy and the peace of the Lord. Help us to know, glory to God, we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds tomorrow, and our faith is in you. In the name of Jesus, I pray, glory to God, even at this hour and this time, that we'll be a church that will come on one accord, that there'll be a spiritual awakening at this hour, recognizing that we are not fighting flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness, principalities, pulling down strongholds, uprooting things, binding and loosening and canceling the assignment of the enemy, that be using these vessels that can bring so much corruption and bring so much chaos, cause so much confusion and bring in so much murder and all kinds of confusion in the land, in the name of Jesus. Help us, glory to God, to not submit and commit and fall prey to the things of the enemy and what he's doing to cause us to turn and cause us to go back into the world or do things contrary to your will or try to fight our own battles, because you said the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. You said even those that curse us, you told us to bless them. You told us to pray in the name of Jesus. Help us, glory to God, remember the tools and the weaponry that you have given us at this hour and at this time, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that the promises of the Lord are rich and maketh no sorrow. God, we thank you, glory to God, for being our Jehovah Shalom, our God of peace. We thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, glory to God, the God that provides. We thank you, Lord God, for being, glory to God, Jehovah Mekadesh, the God that sanctifies. We thank you, Lord God, for being Jehovah Rapha, the Lord is thy healer. We thank you, Lord God, for, glory to God, Jehovah Nisi, the Lord is my banner. We thank you, Lord God, for all your great and mighty acts. What a marvelous and wonderful God we serve. Thank you, glory to God, for even waking up every morning, giving us renewed mercy. We thank you for the power, glory to God, of your healing, not only just the healing of the physical body, but those things when the spirit man, or either, glory to God, the natural man been injured in his spirit, glory to God, or come up, glory to God, against the emotions. God, you are a healer. You said you came to bind up the broken heart and set the captive free. Help us, glory to God, to cast all these cares, all these concerns back to you. Even those that are in sorrow and grief and disappointment and anguish, glory to God, help us to trust you, that you have a plan, and no matter what the enemy is saying and what he's doing, glory to God, you got a plan on how you can turn it around for our good and whatever purpose. And some things you even allow so that way more of our flesh can die so you can be glorified. Because, glory to God, you said no flesh gonna glory in your sight. So there's got to be a transformation even in us, glory to God, to be able to come in you, come to you and be used for your kingdom. Used in your kingdom and used for your glory. So, God, we love you tonight. We appreciate you. We adore you. We magnify your holy name. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Continue to bless us and give us that wisdom and that knowledge of how to come before you, glory to God, with the spirit of thanksgiving. Come to before you with faith. Come before you with the purpose to know, glory to God, and the faith to know that God is going to work this thing. Hallelujah, no matter what it is that we're going through or what we're praying for, you have the answers. And so if we pray by faith and learn to rest in you and trust you, that you're going to prove yourself in every situation. So, God, we bless you tonight. We glorify and magnify you. Thank you for your goodness, majesty, and power, dominion, and glory. We praise you, Father, for glory to God, for your Son, Jesus, for the Holy Spirit, for the anointing, for salvation, for peace, for joy, for just having a right mind, for even our life, health, and strength, and activity, for even having provisions, for shelter. God, we can't take none of that for granted, even when we see how the enemy comes in like a flood, and you said you'll raise the standard. But so many things that are going on and chaotic in the world, and God, we have to have the faith to know that we can't let our heart be troubled. We got to trust you and rest in you to know, glory to God, that you've not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. And we have to steady ourselves to hold on to the promise, to keep speaking and decree and declare what your word says. We have to know, glory to God, who we are and whose we are and what the Lord's word says and how he said he'll move, and have patience to wait on the Lord and to be of good courage and allow you to strengthen our hearts. And, oh, God, I bless you tonight, and I give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we do pray. As we get ready to bring the prayer warriors on, glory to God, to pray, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. As Mother Willette, we're going to open the line for you to pray. And in just one more, I'd just like to even make this joyful sound unto the Lord. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. It won't work. God is going to do what he said he would do. So help us not to be moved by what's going on around us, in the cosmos, in our lives, through sickness, disease, attacks of the enemy, deprivation of character, the enemy, glory to God, fighting against the finances or whatever may be going on in the presidency, glory to God, in the government, even glory to God, concerning our personal lives. Help us to keep our faith and to keep our eyes fixed on the Lord. Don't allow the enemy to cause us to lean to the left or the right. Don't allow ourselves to get caught up in whatever is going on. And don't allow ourselves to get caught up in prestige, power struggles, whatever the enemy is offering. Help us at this hour for the sleeping giant to wake up and recognize the signs of the times and what he is requiring of us at this hour. So no matter what and how the weapons are formed or what's going on, God has a plan. So no matter what, stand on the promises of the Lord. Mother Willette, as the Lord bless, we'll open the lines for you to pray. Amen. As God direct tonight.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Truly we give honor and glory and praise to the Most High God. We thank and praise God for another day's journey. We thank and praise God for the victory of today. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God for favor and mercy. Heavenly Father, we just come before your presence, Heavenly Father, and we acknowledge, Lord God, that you are the living God. You are faithful, hallelujah. You are covenant-keeping God. You are, hallelujah, our life, our portion, our shelter and our shield. You are our rock, our refuge, our strength. And Father God, I thank you so much. I thank you so much, Heavenly Father, because, hallelujah, you do not allow us to be in the dark concerning what time it is. I thank you, Lord God, that there's a season, Lord God, there's a time for everything under the sun. And I thank you, Lord God, that you reveal these things to your people, Lord God, to those, Lord God, that trust in thee, O Lord God. Father God, it's in the precious name of Jesus that, Lord God, we lift up, Lord God, the vocal cords to give you thanks, Lord God, for who you are, for what you're doing in this season, hallelujah. We thank and praise you, Heavenly Father, for the Lord Jesus Christ, and we pray to you in that name that's above every name. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord God, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. I thank you, Heavenly Father, because, hallelujah, you saved us, Lord God, and you brought us out of darkness into your marvelous light. So I give you thanks this evening, Heavenly Father, for what you're already doing. Lord God, I realize that there's a lot of things going on in the land today, and families, Lord God, on every street corner, there's something going on. And Lord God, it's not always something that's good, but I thank you allowed us to see another day. And God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, that you remind us that to as many as receive Jesus, to them, you made them become heirs of God. Hallelujah. And we are children of God, Lord God, and joint heirs with Christ. So I thank you, Lord God, that you put us in remembrance that we are your people. We are your children. We are your creation. You made us. We didn't make ourselves. And I thank you, Lord God, that you've already given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that when you made us, you created us, hallelujah, in your image and after your likeness, hallelujah. So therefore, we should be developing that same character that was in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was the express image of the living God. So I thank you, Lord God, that day by day we should be, Lord God, hallelujah, transformed day by day, being made, Lord God, into more of the image of our brother Jesus, hallelujah, our Savior, hallelujah. Lord God, I thank you so much. I thank you, Lord God, and when you made us in your image, you wanted us, you gave us the ability to speak, Lord God. You didn't give other creations the ability to speak and say something. And I thank you, Lord God, that when situations look like there's chaos on every hand, we can speak and say, peace, be still. In the name of Jesus, God, we speak concerning these situations that's going on in the land. God, if there's wickedness, Lord God, that's bringing about a lot of chaos, we pray according to your word that let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Let it be consumed. Obliterated, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Father God, I pray, oh God, right now, if there's wickedness or darkness, Lord, the powers of darkness at work that's causing chaos, we pray that every stronghold be brought down. For your word teach that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. Lord God, and we take captive right now every imagination, every thought, Lord God, that's not like you, every seed that's been sown in darkness to try to get people to suppress the knowledge of God, we bring that type of thinking under the subjection to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. We declare it and we decree it and we say this thing, God, as children of the living God, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, let your word go forth. And Lord God, do a great and mighty work in the life of those, Lord God, that's been caught off guard and has been following the path that leads to destruction. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that the word of God will go forth even now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, And Lord God, be like a plow and plow up that old bad ground that's in the minds of people, Lord God. God, if they're living as though there's no living God, as though there's no Lord Jesus Christ, we pray that the power of the Word of God will go forth in their hearts and minds and plow up that bad thinking, Lord God. Uproot it in the name of Jesus. Let your Word go forth as a two-edged sword and break asunder and consume everything that's not like you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you deal with our supernatural enemy, oh God. We render powerless and we render void and we cancel attacks that's from the enemy and darkness and wickedness in Christ Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus against everything that's not like you, Heavenly Father. Father God, in the precious and mighty name of Jesus, I thank you that you've not given us a spirit of fear, but you've given us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So I thank you, Lord God, and we come against, Lord God, the spirit of anxiety, the spirit of torment. We command the spirit of torment and anxiety to uproot itself out of the life of your people and our loved ones, oh God. We come against the spirit of depression and the spirit of suicide, the spirit of murder. We come against it by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we send your word, hallelujah, to cut it in the name of Jesus out of the life of our loved ones, family members, even out of our nation, at the name of Jesus. Jesus, you said, hallelujah, the works that you do shall we do also, and greater works shall we do, because you go to the Father. I thank you, Lord God, that sometimes the greater works is simply speaking the word of God by faith and expecting, hallelujah, results. So, God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you interceding on behalf of those, Lord God, that have been blinded. Many, Lord God, have been blinded because they've gotten on the broad path, because they desire to go in the path that they want to go through. But God, I know your will is that none should perish. So we pray and intercede for those that are lost this evening, Heavenly Father, and don't even know that they're lost. We pray, oh God, that you open up spiritually blinded eyes and let people begin to see the truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to see that their way, if it doesn't have anything to do with the Lord, that is not the right way to go down. Help us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that you give us the ability to say something, Lord God, about these situations. And sometimes we're not just dealing with physical illness, but there's spiritual illness, Lord God, where the demonic has come in because someone has chosen to go their own path, not realizing that they're opening up a door. So, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you close every door that might have been open unintentionally or even sometime intentionally. We pray that you close those doors that should be closed. And, God, doors that should be open, we pray that you open them up in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, I trust, hallelujah, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, when he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I do realize today, Heavenly Father, even in 2017, that there are many, Lord God, that are traveling down a path, and they know not what they do. They look like they're headed toward, Lord God, the forest and tried to make their way in the forest, even blindfolded, Lord God. Truly, they know not what they do, Lord God. So we ask you for your grace and your mercy and ask you for your forgiveness this evening on their behalf. God, we pray, and, oh, Lord God, for those that are having stomach problems, those that are having, Lord God, gastric paresis or intestinal problems, Lord God, that's causing them to throw up, Lord God. We pray, oh, God, if there's any demonic activity, we pray in the name of Jesus that the spirit of the word go forth right now and cast that foul demonic spirit out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we cancel every transaction that was meant for harm of our loved ones and our family members and our friends in the name of Jesus. God, we speak life in the name of Jesus, because that's why Jesus came, so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. And I thank you, Lord God, that when we finish our work down here, you've got a home, hallelujah, not made with hands, and we'll be with you forever. But I thank you, Lord God, that we're not alone. We're not left stranded, oh God, contrary to popular opinion. We're not down here by ourselves, where you promised that you'll be with us even until the end. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Father God, I thank you. I lift up those that are sick this evening. I pray for them, Lord God, and I send forth the power of your word to heal, to set free, to save, and to deliver in the name of Jesus. And I pray, oh God, hallelujah, that those, Lord God, that will hear the word of God, whether it be someone, Lord God, that they meet along the way, Lord God, but you use people, oh God, as you see fit. If you open up the mouth of a donkey, you can use whomsoever you will to speak a word in the life of people, Lord God, that's headed the wrong path. Speak a word to get their attention through the power of the Holy Ghost. And let them know, Lord God, that it's time to turn and turn to you while it's still day. Thank you, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy this evening. Thank you for this prayer line, Lord God, that reaches to heaven, that reaches to your ears. Thank you for Apostle B.J. Hubbard, Lord God, for making this line available where we can come and lift up and cry out, oh, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We pray, oh God, favor in her life. Oh God, hallelujah. Everything that she put her hand to, you bless it in the name of Jesus and meet her need in the name of Jesus. Bless these prayer warriors, Lord God. Meet their need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You know what they stand in need of, Lord God. We pray for your help this evening. Lord, I love you so much. I bless you so much. I thank you so much, Lord God. So much, and I pray, oh God, a special prayer, oh God, for the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. I lift up those, especially that hold leadership positions. God, stir up the Holy Ghost on the inside of your people and release your message for this season, for this hour, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, if they've been used to going by a curriculum, tell them to set aside the curriculum and let's go by what the Holy Spirit is going to say to the church for this hour. In the name of Jesus, God, reveal yourself to those, Lord God, who think that there is some other way. They need to know, Lord God, that you are the living God. Realizing, Heavenly Father, that you don't have to do anything because you've already done everything, and we appreciate you so much for doing that. But we intercede on behalf of our loved ones, our family, our friends, in the name of Jesus. We're crying out to you, oh God, for help this evening. And we thank you that you are a very present help in this hour of need. And thank you, Lord God, for the word that says you will perfect that which pertains to us. Thank you, Lord God, as the body of Christ, I declare and decree what you said, that you will perfect that which pertains to us. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Lord, I love you and I bless you and I give your name praise. I give you honor and I glory in you, Lord God, for you are good. And your mercy endureth forever. Thank you, oh God, for this time. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory be unto the Lord. We thank God for fire of the anointing that's flowing through the servant of Mother Willette. And at this time, we're going to ask Mother McCormick. And soon after, we're going to ask Mother Evangelist Alexander to pray. So right now, Mother McCormick, and then it'll be Mother Alexander. We thank God, glory to God for you all, and flow in that order in Jesus' name. Mother McCormick.
Praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this afternoon, Lord God, we just come thanking you for another day. Lord, we ask you right now, Heavenly Father, that you will forgive us for all our sins and wrong that we have done. Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord God, because we know that the word of God says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continue to be in my mouth. And so, God, we just want to bless you, Lord God, at all times, because we know, God, that you are the author and the finish of our faith. And you are the one, God, that sees, and you are God that knows all things. So, God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. And we come tonight, Lord God, just and want to encourage the people out there on tonight to let them know that God is yet on the throne. He is yet working out situation when it seemed like and it looked like it ain't done. God is still pouring out his blessing on his people. So we just come in and encourage tonight that you'll continue to keep that faith no matter what come or go. God sees and he knows. And he is the one that's going to bring forth your deliver. If you just continue to trust him, if you just continue to hold on, if you just continue to look to the hills from which coming your help, God will make a way out of no way. When you don't even understand how it's going to be done, you don't even got to understand how it's going to be done. All you got to do is have that faith and believe in what the Word of God say, and then wait on God. God is able to work it out. I just want to say thank you right now, Lord God, for all what you're doing for your people. Lord, I just bind up every spirit, anything that's not like God. I bind it in the name of Jesus, and I plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy now. They're trying to stop the saints of God. It's trying to stop the one that's trying to come to you, God. I bind those spirits up right now in the name of Jesus. So, God, I just want to say thank you. Because you're so good. You told us in the Word, God, to seek the Lord while he may be found and call on him while you're near. And so, God, we ask and we trust and we believe in you right now, God. And we just want to encourage the people to continue to seek you, continue to call on you. No matter how it look, continue to trust in the Lord at all times. And so, God, we just want to thank you, Lord God, because you're so good, you're so lovely. Even though, God, I was just listening at the rain on tonight, God, I said, God, I just thank you for the rain. I thank you for the cool breeze. I thank you for everything that you are doing on tonight, God. I just pray for people, Lord God, that's struggling on tonight, people that don't understand, people that just not encouraged, but people need to be encouraged to let them know that God loves you. No matter what it looks like, God still loves you. Just be encouraged. Just keep trusting in the Lord. Just keep believing God is able. He's able to see you through. He's able to work out your condition, the condition and the things that you're going through. He is able to do it. Help you. He is able to help you in all your problems, anything that you might be going through, because his word tells us that he said he will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He will be right there. All we got to do is just continue to trust in him. Trust in him at all times and pour out your heart to him. And he's the one that you go to. We know sometimes we go to man, but before we go to man, we need to go to you. We need to seek your face. We need to call on your knee. We need to fall on our knees and say, God, I need you on tonight. I need you on today. I need you every hour of the way that I cannot make it by myself. I can't do this situation. If you don't do it, it won't be done. So we just thank you right now, God. We just want to encourage people. We just want to tell them, keep the faith and hold on. Hold on to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hold on, because he done went through so much for us. He done went through so much and died for us. God has sent his son to die for his people, that we have life and that more abundantly. And so as we go through our situation, just realize that God have already done all he's going to do. Now he's waiting on us. He's waiting on us to just trust in him. He's waiting on us to lean and depend on him. He's waiting on us to call on his name. He's waiting on us to look to him for everything that we are going through. So I encourage you tonight, saints of God. I encourage you tonight. Don't let down. Don't throw your towel in. Just continue to look to him. Just continue to get into that word, because you can get consolation in the word of God. The word of God will deliver you. The word of God will heal you. The word of God will set you free of all your bound, all the things that you're going through in the name of Jesus, because we know there's power in the name of Jesus. So when we pray, we just be say in the name of Jesus, because they're healing and they deliver in the name of Jesus. So as I continue to just speak the word on tonight. Let God do it. Let God be your friend. Let God be your healer. Let God be whatever you want him to be. God will take you through. God will deliver you. God will open up doors where man no man can close. God will do it for us. And we just thank you for the word of God, because in Romans 8 and 31 said, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Who can be against us, saints? Who can be against us, those that want to be saved, those that want to try God? Try him. Try him. You don't try everything else. Try Jesus. Try Jesus. He'll work out the situation. Just take a drink of Jesus Christ. He's the one. He's the one. Come. He said, he that is hungry and thirsty after righteousness shall be filled. So come to Jesus. Come to him and let him work out the situation for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory be to you, Father God. Lord, we come to give you glory and honor and praise, for you've been mighty good to us, Lord. Lord, you said in your word, cast every cares on you. So, Father God, we come boldly to the throne of grace now, casting every cares on you, Lord, because we know you is a God that answers all prayers. You answer our prayers. Hoping our understanding that when we come around and saying that you don't answer prayer, we got to take a look at ourselves, not on you, Lord, because if you said it, it shall come forth. And your word said, ask and believe. When you ask, you receive. Just as you promised, Lord, that you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. Father God, touch the hearts of your people to let them know, Lord, that your word never fails, Lord. You said it, it shall come forth. Help us to stand strong, Lord God, and to stand boldly according to the promises. Because your word said we are overcomers. We are more than conquerors. And your promises cannot fail. Lord, you said in your word, you take away sickness from the midst of us. Help us to know how to stand boldly through the storm, Lord God. Because regardless how dark the storm is, we have a beacon coming through. And we just stand and call in your mighty name. Because your promises, his stand, he don't fail us. And Lord, I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for being the only deliverer, Lord God. You are the only healer, Lord God. There is no other. And Father God, we thank you today. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so merciful, Lord God. Because your word is what we're standing on. Hoping your people understanding, Lord God. Bring a new revival in them to let them know that you're still in the throne. And when they call on you, your promises shall come forth. Oh God, touch the heart of men. Let them know that they must stand regardless what you see. Stand on the word of God, because that's where your victory is. Because remember what he said. The Lord said he was wounded for our transgression. Bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripe, he took the stripe. So we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. And regardless what the enemy sent against us, stand boldly, because he paid a price for us. Our faith supposed to stand us strong. Just like Joshua pulled down that storm window. We can do the same thing. He pulled that storm sitting down, we can do the same thing by standing faithful on the word of God. I know that if God tells us we are overcomer, we can bring down that mountain, then we must be able to bring it down in the mighty name of Jesus. But we must stand by faith and stand, don't let men change you. No man should change you. God tell you it is up to you to stand on his word. Don't back away from the word of God. If God said, I will make a way for you, then I don't care how storm the water is, brother and sister. Stand. Don't care how storm it is. Stand. We know how Heavenly Father is a God that answers our prayer. No one that he called or chose going to tell me that they cannot stand in the storm and ride it out in the name of Jesus. Because, Father God, your promises is real. Your promises is what keep the believers to know that they stand. We cannot depend and ride on the back of Paul and Peter and James. We got to do our part. Stand and his word. Be faithful, and we see the promises come forth. In the mighty name of Jesus, because the word of God never changed. He said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, then you're never alone, because he's with you always. The only thing we have to do is remember, by faith these things shall come forth, because we must pray to enter out of the spiritual realm to the physical realm. Prayer. That's why the prayer line warriors stand firm and pray, because we know that the Lord God is always, always looking and watching. He's not asleep, and he's not too high up that he can reach down and pick up his people. But we got to learn to pray and stand on his word. Only God can do it. If we put our faith and stand strong on what he tells us to do, we will see the manifestation. We will see everything that was promised to us, because the promises of God will stand. He said in his word, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. And I don't know what else must do, baby, but listen to his word and believe in his word, because his word has to come forth. The sickness and disease is in the land, but my Father says, I will take away sickness from the midst of you. I will. But we must always remember we had an adversary that the Lord tell us about. Many, not just now. He told us we had an adversary come to kill, steal, and destroy. So we have to stand faithful, and we have to stand on the wall. We cannot be falling down. We cannot be throwing in the towel. No. We must stand on the promises of God. And Father God, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for the prayer warrior, Heavenly Father. Thank you, because your word is what we're standing on, Father God. And it's in the name of Jesus we claim victory. We claim victory in every area, Lord God. For the sickness and disease is not of you, Lord God. Because it was from you, you would not have told us that you will take it away. So we must stand and let the enemy know we will not accept defeated. We are more than conquerors. We are children of the living God. When you look at you and the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, you cannot be fallen. Stand on the word of God. Regardless what you have to do, stand on the word of God. Stand on his word. What it look like, what they say it is, how they say it look, you stand on the word of God, because God said he will deliver. The Lord said in his word, I am the ultimate healer. And he know how to heal about him. So we got to stand on his word, because there is nobody that I know that is going to come and tell you that no, there is no such thing as that you can't be healed. No. There's no such thing as healing. Baby, that person has to go back again and check themselves out, because I know there is healing still going on in this place today. But we have to put our faith in God, and we have to stand on his promises. We cannot be shaky, brother and sister. We got to stand firm, because we have a loving God. And the more we stand on his promises and the more we call on him, we will see the manifestation. By faith, nothing is impossible if you stand on his word, because everything he said is coming to pass. It's coming to pass. We stand today and we see all this chaos in the world, but we as children of the living God, we are children of the light. We cannot let the darkness overcome us. We are the light. So, sister and brother, we is going to stand on the promises of God and pray down these principalities that have no authority over the child of the living God. It has no authority. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for giving us the dominion and the authority over the adversary, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for you are the only living God. Beside you, there is no other. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for being the Lord of our life, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, glory to your name, Father.
Glory unto the Most High God. We praise you and thank you for the power of the anointing. We know there are so many in some areas down there in Columbia as well. Pastor Bird had just said just now it was storming there. The rain has stopped, but it still has some things going on. Asking prayer for Pastor Burton, too, as well. She has sounded like a little bit of laryngitis. I don't know what is going on. But in the meantime, I'm going to pray for the youth just briefly, and then we're going to take some prayer requests just in case some of you are experiencing some weather. But we thank God for the faithfulness of being on the wall. And as we say, we don't tempt the Lord thy God, but as he bless and we pray, we intercede. There's a purpose for everything that God allows. So we're just going to trust God through this for deliverance and healing and whatever is necessary. Glory to God for him to get us through and cause us to triumph in every area of our lives. Praise God. As we pray for the youth on using Psalms 145 and Daniel 1, praise the Lord. Our youth are the future of our city, nation, and world. Therefore, we must pray for them daily. As believers, we declare that our youth are the righteous of God. We declare that they walk in obedience and they are growing in the wisdom and the statutes of our Lord. We exalt you, our God and King, and praise your name forever and ever. You are great and most worthy of praise. No one can measure your greatness. Each generation will tell the children of your mighty acts and will proclaim your power. Lord, you are good to everyone, and you shower compassion on all your creation. All of your works will thank you. Excuse me. Thank you, Lord. And we, your faithful followers, will praise you. We praise you for the mighty works. We praise you for the unequal greatness. Father, we thank you for the youth. Glory to God. We pray for their protection. We pray for the blessing in every area of their lives. Father, it is your will that your youth obey your commands and seek first you in all that they do. We declare that our youth will obey the Lord and with all their hearts will walk upright before you. We confess that they are blessed and all the things are being added unto them. We decree that our youth are not, that they will not allow, glory to God, the cares of this life and the things, glory to God, that the enemy is offering to cause them to be straight on the path and cause them, glory to God, to be disobedient and rebellious and stubborn and glory to God, and cause them to be off on a path that will destroy their lives and cause the enemy to change their destiny. We pray that the word of the Lord will be tied around their neck and, glory to God, with deep within their hearts, and that they allow the word of God to take preeminence in the name of Jesus. As you do this, then we will find favor. If they do this, then we will find favor with both God and with people, and they will earn good reputation. We declare that they will grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ and confess their mouth that he, the Lord, is our Savior. We declare that the youth will comprehend how wide, how long, how high, and how deep God's love is for each one of them and urgently seek the truth to obtain favor. Lord, we expect you to give them knowledge and skills and literature and wisdom, glory, like Daniel and Meshach and Abednego, glory to God. We pray, glory to God, that we expect that people will look upon them and know that they are blessed. We declare that they will have 10 times more knowledge, skill, and wisdom as they obey God's principles and collectively. Glory to God. We pray that there are people that you're raising up in these last days, in these last hours, glory to God, that they will call on the Lord thy God. They will live a life that's holy and righteous, that they will be obedient to their parents. They will be obedient, glory to God, and subject, glory to God, to those that are in authority, that they will walk, glory to God, in integrity, that they will gain knowledge, glory to God, that knowledge, glory to God, not the manipulation of, glory to God, ulterior motives, but the knowledge of God's word and the knowledge, glory to God, they will learn through academics, that it will be used for your glory. We pray against every satanic and demonic force that will come to stuff out their lives, to cause them to get caught up in drugs, alcohol, glory to God, illicit sex, and cause them, glory to God, to be rebellious to parents and cause them to get caught up in doing all kind of devious stuff and gang banging and glory to God in the name of Jesus and genocide. We curse and counsel the forces of the enemy that cause them to be deviate off the path, the spirit that will cause them to get caught up in suicide and all kinds of other things that will confusion or glory to God, harm to their parents and even for parents bringing harm to them because of being provoked for whatever spirit of the enemy has offered, for whatever the enemy is offering out there to cause them to do things that are contrary to your will. We bind up every satanic and demonic force that want to cause them, glory to God, not even to have a life. We rebuke the forces of the enemy
that will cause them, glory to God, to get up, caught up in the human traffic, and that they're lured off the path or been snatched out of their will in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, for our youth. We pray, glory to God, that they will walk in, glory to God, the counsel of the Lord, and they will do what God requires them. They will be in a place, glory to God, that they will be used in greatly in ministry, greatly, glory to God, whether they become engineers and doctors or lawyers, or whether they, glory to God, want to be able to build their business or do whatever. God, we are praying, glory to God, the spirit of the enemy that causes them to feel hopeless and helpless and there's no way out, or because there were generational curses and say my family was caught up in alcohol, my family was caught up in all the divorces, nobody could have a whole a marriage, nobody can hold on to a job, nobody can hold on, the devil is a lie. Glory to God, I'm praying that those yokes be destroyed and there be changed in the name. I can't learn, or I have a handicap, this, that. We plead the blood of Jesus. God, there's great things that have been done, glory to God, through the power of God and through the power of faith. God, help them to look around and see they don't have to be entrapped or snared. God, I'm praying strongholds come down, every lying spirit from childhood, even from the womb, that the enemy has spoken and said over them, we curse and cancel, because some of that same forces have came against us, that the Lord has caused us to be able to break out and to go forward and to stand on God's word because of your power, your anointing and healing, and all you prove yourself as we have the faith, God, and even for those that may have spoken in some of our lives and others, we just may have, glory, I've been in a position that you just opened up our understanding and we came to you. God, I'm praying for healing and deliverance, that there will be a way made, that we speak life to our youth. We speak, glory to God, even for those that are in the womb that the enemy want to abort because of the life, and some that the enemy is already planning and plotting through rape and all kinds of other stuff, glory to God, and incest and different other things he's doing, to glory to God, to say that, glory to God, they will not be raised up. Even the murdering demon that's running through, rapping through the land, through parents and other ones that are taking the lives of our youth, the blood of Jesus, we speaking, Lord, there will be a change, that they shall live, and they will be able to declare what God has said. We're praying for an awakening. We're praying even for, God, you using even the laws of this land to be changed. So, glory to God, those that are corporate that are doing these various things, they'll be exposed, and there will be, glory to God, punished unto the maximum of the law when those are coming in to destroy lives and destroy them. God, I'm praying, glory to God, turn it around, and God, help us as prayer warriors, and pray for those who are in the body of Christ, that we'll be on our post the more, that we'll not be so distracted by what the enemy is offering and what he's doing, or through depression, oppression, or just tired and weary and overwhelmed, glory to God, that we are not being in place to pray and trust you, and we trust in your supply of faith, glory to God, and supply, glory to God, that time of prayer, glory to God, you supply the miracle. We've got to keep the faith to know, no matter how much the enemy is blowing things up, you got a plan and you're still on the throne. You see all, you know all, you're omnipotent, I'm not present, God, so we just believe in you for change and deliverance, and we thank you for what you've already done, what you're doing, what the manifestation already, what we have seen of the power of your prayer and the changes that are taking place in some of the laws, even though it may look like nothing much of that, but the more we pray, we're going to hear, whether it come through the media, whether it come on the television, whether it come on the radio, or we read it in the paper or on the internet, God, we're still seeing that there's been some changes. It may be a slow process, but if we keep praying, we're going to see the manifestation of glory to God. Those that are behind the scenes doing hideous and crazy and wild and, glory to God, bizarre things that are causing some of these things to transpire, that you are uncovering, you pulling the covers off, you changing some things. So we got to keep the faith that it's going to manifest even the more. So, God, we pray for courage and encouragement to the prayer warriors, to the intercessors, to those, glory to God, in the body that continue to pray, continue to stand, continue to preach, continue to witness, continue to be a light. And sometimes our life living is being the greatest witness. Even when we don't open our mouth, somebody is watching us, and somebody, glory to God, may be looking and saying, this is the only Bible that I read because of the life that I see you as a walking epistle. God, we ask you, Lord, to help us, and so we won't be discouraged. We won't get faint-hearted. We won't be weary in well-doing. You said, glory to God, that we will reap if we faint not. We thanking you today, God, as we get planted and rooted and grounded even the more in your word and in on your promises, that, glory to God, the scales will drop off, our ears will come open, we'll be fine-tuned into your spirit, holding on to the promise as you cover our children, cover our families, cover, glory to God, the needs, those that are in need right now. And we pray, glory to God, even for those that are caught up in the storms, glory to God, in these natural storms that are hurricanes and tsunamis and all kinds of stuff, the mudslides. Bless those families. Touch them. Heal, deliver, encouraged, glory to God, and some with a loved one, glory, I don't even know whether they are alive or not. God, we ask you, Lord, to minister, to move, and if there's any provision that can be made for them to be found, we're praying, glory to God, that you will bless and just heal and encourage, glory to God. We're praying that you'll bless us and keep us and protect us through these times of the seasons of the storms, and even those storms of life that things go through for grief and sorrow and disappointment or financial or crisis with their bodies or whatever it may be, God, you're still a healer and a deliverer. Peace be still. We call forth it in our lives, regardless of what the enemy do, and take authority and bind him up, command to be loose from his assignment against us and those that we are praying for. But God, comfort in the midst of those things that we can't change or have transpired. We got to trust you and keep our eyes open. You already know that many of the afflictions of the righteous, you said you would deliver us out of them all, and you let us know that storms will come and things will take place, and glory to God, and there's going to have to be in a place that we get rooted in you and help, glory to God, come from you. And even when our hearts get troubled, glory to God, you are the deliverer, you are the comforter through the Holy Spirit. God, help us to stand firm and to trust, even when we get weary and tired, help us to cast these cares back to you. But I love you today, God. We appreciate you. Help us to be strengthened in your word and in your promise. In the name of Jesus, we certainly give you glory and praise. And Holy Spirit, we thank you. We thank you for being there and blessing us and helping us and directing us and glory to God, blessing us to be in a place that we can call upon the name of the Lord. Thank you for being a helper. We thank you, Lord God, as you bless in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Glory to God. We bless you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to get ready to take our prayer request as we already pray to bind the forces of the enemy with these storms. We have prayed that in the personal requests or praise reports or and praying, glory to God, that God continue to bless Mother Willette. Some we believe in for a great miracle to be manifest, even like that one that was in the hospital, that God did bless and minister there. And we just thank God for all that he's done and doing. So at this time, if there's any requests, we certainly like to take those and after that, we're going to release you all from the line. Bless for your ever and ever for the rest of the week.
Prophetess Hubbard, glory to God. This is Evangelist Crockett. I wanted to say I thank the Lord for you and for Prophetess Lillian and for all the saints of God and the Mother Willette and those that are on this prayer line. I wanted to ask for prayer tonight for me and Deborah. Just asking God to move tomorrow. She'll be going to see her practitioners, both of them. So I'm believing God for a drastic change. And I have temporarily with me somebody going through the same exact thing. And what we discovered by talking, we knew each other a while, it's mostly us women of color that are put out in these areas. And she lived in more of an Ivy League area and really ran her out of her house. She told me she was so scared she couldn't stay. So God is doing a new thing. And I brought her to church with me Sunday to my pastor. And he told me, praise God, I'm doing my job as an evangelist. So I thank God. But I just want to ask you to continue God's protection and blood. And also wanted to let you know, it's going to be coming here to finish the roof, which they started summer that I told you in the bathroom. And today they finished both of the doors. The enemy was mad, as she told me. You could hear him stomping and slamming things because they fixed the doors so tight and around the sides and everything. They can't put anything through it like they were doing. So I thank God for that. I really insulated it, put those, I forget what you call it, she told me. But they really did a good job, and they said he's going to come tomorrow and do the doors, so the doorknobs and all. But I'm praising God. I'm still trying to relocate at some point, but I'm thanking God for what he's doing right now and just praying for my grown children, asking God's protection, hand of mercy over us, and that he will continue to strengthen me with might in the enemy, in Jesus' name.
We will praise God. We will keep those things before the Lord in prayer. Praise God. Any other prayer requests? So we will take them all at once.
Minister BJ, you can keep my son Timothy in prayer, please. He's supposed to be going to GI doctor in Charleston, as soon as we get the date. We don't have the date yet of how soon he's supposed to get down there, but the doctor, he specializes in the particular condition that he's dealing with. So, but more spiritually speaking, I'm just praying that that our children do not waver concerning their belief in God, and if they have associated with anything that could give a door open to the enemy, that that door is closed in Christ Jesus' name, and that God just manifest himself to them, that they may not have to wonder or question whether God is who he says that he is. So that's just a spiritual request that I have in Jesus' name. Thank you.
God, amen. Most
amen.
Definitely. Praise the Lord. Any others before we start praying?
Yes, please.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Evangelist Tara Parker. I'm praying that God continues a miraculous work within my husband, Reverend Alfonso Parker. He suffered from congestive heart failure 3 weeks ago. Exactly 5 days later, he was released and went to work on the seventh day, and God is just working a miracle using him. There was no blood, no blockage, no anything, and there's no signs that he's even had congestive heart failure, and I know it's but God. And I'd like to do that as a praise report as well as a testimony.
Praise you, Jesus. Most definitely. You said 7 days later he was back at work?
Yes, ma'am.
Glory to God.
Yes, ma'am. Doing even more than he was doing before, so I know it's God.
Amen. No signs of heart
failure. It's all good and it's all God, ma'am.
No signs of heart failure.
No, ma'am. No signs.
This is a miracle from God. We give him praise, give him honor. I tell you, God's been proving himself these last days. The power of prayer, and I know, glory to God, there's a lot of prayer had to be going on over there and standing on faith. And so we thank God for that power of prayer. And glory to God, and even the other young ladies saying what God has did, even for a situation that's going on in their lives. We bless God. That was a powerful praise report. Anything else before
Amen.
We pray?
Amen.
Anyone else? Praise God. If that's what we have for prayer tonight, we bless the Lord and give God glory in such a mighty way.
You're going to keep Sister Smone up. Keep Sister Smone up and pray. Keep Sister
okay.
Smone.
Yes,
Mother Smone.
Yes, I was saying I was just praying for her today with Mother McCormick and stuff like we have interceding for you and Mother Willette and son, different people today when I was in prayer today with Mother McCormick. Praise God. So we definitely will do that. And I'm praying that God continue to touch the body. We had Mother Freeman also lifted up in prayer that we continue to pray for her, that God for the progress being made for the surgery with her toe that didn't have to be taken off with that rod that was in it, that it was been corrected, but she's still having those other pains that we believe in God for about that knee and back and hip and so forth. Praise God. This is so marvelous to hear the praise report every time God bless, and we're having our requests out there. We still thank God for the praise reports. Praise God. I want to go ahead and pray right now for I don't want to keep any of you all on the line long tonight, but we have the prayer request that's open for Evangelist Cheryl and also Mother Willette with the request for her son and also for that concerning the youth at this time and don't waver in their faith for our children, for those, glory to God, that are in Christ and don't leave no doors open for the devil. And that powerful praise report, I just want to thank God for Evangelist Parker and for Reverend Alfonso, praise God, and Mother Small. So if you will give me the liberty tonight, I know I usually break it up, but I'm just going to go ahead and pray and want you all to be released from the line. I don't know, you know, the areas where the weather may be going on or what else is going on, but not letting God just put something specific in the spirit. After I pray, he still give you something else for any of these requests or either praise reports, and you can go. So I won't split it up tonight since it's only just a couple. Father, I do thank you tonight, and we give you glory for the miraculous power of your anointing. And as we come before you, believe in you, the healing, deliverance, or whatever the situation might be, and even giving thanksgiving, we pray right now for Evangelist Cheryl, God, as he prayed for Deborah getting ready to go to counseling. We pray, God, that you will bless him. And as she already spoke by faith, and we believe in with her, that it's going to be a move of God, that God bless and turn some things around, and even that Deborah get the help that she needs for her deliverance. As we pray for those spiritual things, we pray for those natural things that need to be corrected too as well. God, we pray, God, that you continue to move in a miraculous way. We pray, God, for wisdom for the counselor. And God, we're not sure, I can't remember what she said, this one was a spiritual one or not, but nevertheless, we believe in you that you use whomever you want to. If you can use a jackass, glory to God, and you can use a fish, you can use whatever. There's nothing too hard for you. But God, we also pray for spiritual counselors to come into her life as well. We pray to give her a mind to want to change and come back to the Lord as well and give her life totally over to the Lord. She might be a youth, but she's been used, glory to God, as her mother says greatly in ministry, that God, we're believing for restoring, that the devil got to loose his hold, yes, off of her mind, and even off of, glory to God, those thoughts of glory to God, that caused her to do some things contrary to your will. We believe in, glory to God, that loose the whole devil in the name of Jesus, and glory to God, let her go. We believe in you, glory to God, that there is going to be a mighty move of God through that vessel, but we are bind up the tormenting spirits that come against her, mm-hmm, and being used against her mom. We cancel those assignments and every other voice, God, but we thank you for the word of God that says, so is a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So as you bless her mother, keep the faith and keep speaking and decreeing what the Lord say, not what she see. We're going to continue to agree and believe God for a mighty move of God, praying that you continue to open doors for them and keep their protected and shielded. Glory to God. No weapon formed against us may be formed, but let them not focus on the, let them not focus on what the, how the weapons are being formed, but thinking on what God is the deliverer and the healer. And no matter what the enemy is doing, how long it's been doing, we stand on God's promises. And God, we bless you. Thank you for Mother Rillette's son, Timothy. We believe in God for, as that miracle already took place in his body, this last phase of the enemy still trying to hold himself, he got to loose his hold. We thank you for the doctor that you're allowing them to go through. Go to, God, for that GI, and also for whatever he's been as a specialist, that God, that you will reveal, as we've been praying for the longest and with her in agreement, that you're going to reveal whatever this is that the enemy's had his hold in, that God, you will give the doctor some knowledge about something, but you will do divinely, glory to God, supernaturally, a phenomenal thing in the midst of this, that he'll, that stronghold will be just totally eradicated, destroyed in the name of Jesus, and that young man will go free in the name of Jesus, and give him a mind to stand fast and hold fast to God's word, and not to open no door, let no door be open, or close every door that has been open, or anything that's going on in his life that may hinder him in his walk in the Lord, or whatever, even in his healing. But not only that, our youth, as Mother has said, that we are praying that whatever doors have been opened, whether it be our grown youth, or be our grandchildren, our great grands, or whatever the enemy is trying to use to come against their minds, their body, or anything, whether it be in seduction, whether it be just wrong decisions, whether it be some things they're tampering, or maybe some doors that there are some things that went on and that they need to close the doors in, we plead the blood of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, that you reveal, convict, glory to God, in the spirit of repentance, and glory to God, doors be closed, that they will not return to that place again. We're praying as we pray that you bless us to be on the wall. Some things you allow us to say, things you don't allow us to say, but we can pray and intercede, glory to God, and cancel some assignments of the enemy that's bringing destructions and bringing, glory to God, these forces there. Some things, glory to God, that maybe just seem so minute, but has such great power in it, because it could be a tiny part on a vehicle that can keep it from running in the engine, and glory to God, and it could be so little, but that thing can stop it, whether it's an appliance or whatever. So the same thing, the enemy used those little foxes to try to set us back and hold us up. So whatever it may be, we curse and counsel that assignment, that it be loose in the name of Jesus, be revealed, glory to God, so that way they can be able to have that freedom and liberty. And whatever we need to do in prayer, and even in our own lives, there's some things there that might be stumbling blocks or some doors that need to be closed. God, we pray for ourselves as well, that we don't let nothing cause us to, glory to God, bring shame and bring reproach against the gospel, but to hinder
us, glory, as being a part-time lover of the Lord, God, not being successful in this and overcoming, triumphant in this, and glory to God, being a more than a conqueror there, but these other things that's causing some other things to be out of line. God, help us. As you reveal it, help us to walk in it in the name of Jesus. God, we pray also and thank the Lord for Mother Smalls, that you continue to bless her, touch her body, strengthen them bones, that she'll be able to walk freely, bind up whatever the enemy has caused from this stroke to be a hindrance. Oh, God, it's a miracle that you raise her up and then allow the enemy to take her and bind her up to a point where she can't think like she ought to, but some of those things that have caused her to have distortion where she say a little confusion come here and there, we know you're a restorer. You made that body. You can heal anything in the brain or anything, glory to God, in the body, any mechanics in the body, any, glory to God, flexibility of muscles or tissues or whatever, blood, well, you can do all of it. So we're standing on the promise that you reveal and heal. And God, even for this trip, if it's not our appointed time, God, you intervene and you set the time, God, for it to be, if it's so to be, in the name of Jesus. Let not her heart be troubled. We thank you for Evangelist Parker for that grand praise report that we heard concerning her husband. Nothing but the power of God and his anointing. God, we pray that you continue to bless, cancel any attack that try to come or hover or send any kind of signs against him again in any way. In the name of Jesus, you call his body healed and whole in every way. We pray, glory to God, that you continue to bless the evangelist as she was standing in the gap and whoever else has been praying. We pray for the blood covering. Pray, God, you continue to bless in that home, bless in their finances, bless in that ministry. Bless them with a determination like never before. Do all what God required of them, that they'll let no man spoil them or cause them, glory to God, the deviate from the path of the anointing. Let them hear clearly and precisely what God had for the plans for their lives. We pray continued encouragement that they continue to do the work of the kingdom. God, we pray for the prayer warriors. We pray for that anointing. Pray, glory to God, that you keep us covered under the blood as we stand fast and hold fast to your promise. All the things that might be going on in the background in our lives, God, we cast those cares, those concerns back to you because you got a plan and you're going to work it out for the good. Help us to not get fearful or fretful. Help us not to slow down or drive or draw back, not unless you say so. Let us do everything in the order of Jesus Christ. You said, all you that are labored and heavy laden, come to you and you give us rest. Take our yoke. Take your yoke and learn of you because you're meek and lowly. Your burdens are light and your yoke is easy. God, there's some plans you have for us. The enemy's trying to hold some things that we're cursing, cancel out assignment. Loose your whole devil in the name of Jesus, whether it be healing, deliverance, or whether it be financial blessings, whether it be just patience, whether it be encouragement, whether it be, glory to God, waiting on a child or family to get healed or something to get saved or loved one, glory to God, or whether somebody that we don't know and is just an enemy fighting against us. God, through those prayers and through standing, we believe in you going to work things out for our good. And God, we thank you for Pastor Burton, that you bless her voice and her vocal cords. So that's been a lot of that we've been praying about, different one of us, glory to God, about the attacks of the enemy coming against, glory to God, the mouthpiece of God and trying to come against the respiratory, come against the bodies in one way or another. But I thank you for the determination to press forward because we know who holds our future. We know who is our healer and our deliverer. We know who is our peacemaker. We know who is our peace, glory to God, in Christ Jesus, and also who, glory to God, is our joy. So help us, glory to God, to keep holding on to the promises of the Lord and all the weaponry that you've given us for the Holy Spirit to do his job. Let him do his job in whatever capacity. God, help us not to grieve him. And God, help us, glory to God, to stand fast on the promises of the Lord. Pray for Pastor Burden and pray, glory to God, for the other prayer warriors that, glory to God, be on periodic. Pray for Pastor Tweedy. We haven't heard from the prophet in some time, God. We pray that you touch her body, heal and encourage her. Even if it's some warfare that she's going for as a prophet, God, we pray that you strengthen her body and keep her. Pray for the prophetess Kelly, glory to God, Evangelist Kelly up in Washington State. Touch her body, minister there, encourage her, and help her to hold on to the word like never before. Find a place where, to God, a residence for her to go to the house of God that you want, regardless of what that took place in time past in life. God, I thank you, Lord God, that we can't do this alone. We got to go back, glory to God, to a place where we all can be assembled together. So encourage her, but thank you for touching her body and healing her. God, we thank you, Lord, for touching the evangelist Cindy also. The cancer in that assignment of still fighting that cancer, glory to God, coming against her body. Thank you for healing, Evangelist Brenda. Thank you, Lord God, for doing some great works in the homes of so many, glory to God, in their bodies. And we thank you, Lord God, even for that one that Mother McCormick was saying that needed the healing, glory to God, with a tumor in the head, God, in the body, in the name of Jesus, and the other one that's going through in the body. God, we just pray that you will bless and touch and heal and deliver and touch us too, God. God, as we pray and we ask you, Lord, to keep us healed and whole, I bless you and those things that and this transition that Mother Alexander, glory to God, on that mission field that you have that assignment. Let everything fall in place, financials and everything else that is needed, that she be used greatly for the kingdom of God. We just bless you today, and we honor you, and we thank you. We bind up every satanic and demonic force that will come against this prayer, come against our lives, come against, glory to God, those plans that you have already had for us and set to be in place. We cancel the untimely death and the demons that come to torment. We plead the blood of Jesus against even doubt and unbelief because of what things have occurred and occurring. Keep us in a mindset to hold on to the promise, not what we see, not what we know, not what we feel. Don't let our five senses and emotions get in the way, glory to God. But God, your word. So we will speak to this mountain until, glory to God, it come down and be displaced. And God, we bless you tonight. And Satan, you are a liar and the blood of Jesus against you. We command you to loose your hold and go back to the dry place in which you came. We call forth your word, God, to be manifested in healing, deliverance, and salvation, and encouragement, and finances, and whatever else, God. And even go out for peace and joy to hold on to your promise, to be steadfast in the face, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain. In Jesus' name, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. I praise God for the intercessors. I praise God for the warriors. Praise God for y'all determination. Thanks, God. Glory to God for praying one for another. Thank God again for blessing this prayer line and opening doors around the world, around the globe, for prayer warriors and warriors to stand regardless of what they're going through, and those that are on mission fields, to protect them and shield them too as well as they get the gospel out. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Praise.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Well, I bless the Lord for his faithfulness and his kindness. And I love you all, and I thank you so much for praying for me, too, as well. And I thank
Amen.
The Lord that I continue to bless and move, and I continue to pray, glory to God, for even those other things that God has placed at my hand to do. As God, give me wisdom. Pray for me to have Amen. The wisdom of God in obedience to whatever he has directed. In Jesus' name, as he unfolds these things. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. Shalom, shalom. Thank God for, glory to God, for you all just standing so firm on being in place and position. I bless the Lord for you all, and thank God for you. May God continue to bless in a miraculous way throughout the week. When we get ready to have our next meeting for on the 2nd and the 4th, because of different things that's going on with the bereavement and all that kind of things that was happening, the home going and various things and that occur, and other people that were having some things going on. We didn't have it this past month, but Evangelist McCormick, Mother McCormick, will be our speaker for the next Sunday. So at, the Lord has put a word in her spirit. I thought it was going to be two speakers, but something got blessed and moved, and something was said out of the spirit man, so he's given her to solo next Sunday at 7 o'clock for to minister to our hearts. So maybe a short meeting, and maybe our regular time meeting. However the Lord bless, we pray that if you're available, you have some time to support our sister. If you can come on for a short time, if you have to come on and leave, we want you to support Mother McCormick next week. And in the meantime, I got to find out about Mother Alexander before she leave the country, and also Mother Willette, we want to give you all space and stuff like this where God can bless for the fullness for each night. And so those times when you all come on, it's going to be solo by yourself, so that way we can get the fullness of what all God is saying. And a couple other people, God's place, we're going to go ahead and set these meetings up. So I'll be calling and find out how your availability is. But in the meantime, be blessed, the Lord, and have a marvelous night.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, BJ.
All right.
God bless
you. God bless you, too, and I appreciate it. Love you.
Amen.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
All right. Praise the Lord. Shalom.